Hello, we're initiating Chinese biotech sector with a hold rating. We now have three buys, which are Beijing, Remagen, and Akeso. Three sales, which are Legend Biotech, Innovent, and Junshi. We downgraded Zai Lab from buy to hold. The pro argument for Chinese biotech is that it is a global deflation force for innovative drug prices, of which we believe will have lasting legs. Further, today, 83% of China's pharmaceutical market is generic, and China is already the second largest in the world. Generic substitution will be a big market and opportunity. Lastly, China intends to further develop the innovative drug industry from military and diplomatic viewpoints as well as fiscal balance viewpoints. China also has the rich depository of talents and manpower to make it happen. The con argument for Chinese biotech is that it is at the crosshair of U.S.-China rivalry, and we believe with U.S. occupying 40% of the global drug sales, simply denying China's access will be lethal, considering drug price in China has to be low for several reasons. Further, the high drug prices in U.S. today have both a system recourse, which is generic drug, and an affordability cushion, which is a retirement fund owned by average American retirees. In terms of stock picking, we believe Beijing is the only investable biotech in China today, but there are several on its way to become investable. We like Remagen and Akeso. At the same time, transition from IP-selling biotech to a product-selling biopharma requires careful preparation, and hastily making the transition only breeds great risk, which is the case with Innovent and Junshi. We believe Legend Biotech is overvalued with cheap substitutes in the Chinese biotech universe alone. Any questions, please feel free to give us a shout. We initiate Chinese biotech with a hold.